Braita. We are in the Gemara.
Harrison, I had one quick question. When we're going to the Eliezer sheet, is that the Kova? Is that only the first, the closest relative?
It seems that way. Okay. So, Chavetim and Aleph, we are up to the word Vahavesa, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth line from the top, Chavetim and Aleph. We are done. I'm sorry, we're not up to there yet. We're up to a few lines back. Let's start the third line. V'lekachta l'kuchen yesh l'chaba. And I learned Rashi last day. And we learned Rashi liked the Ritva, that this is a forced geris. But Rashi's opinion is, no relationship is allowed till after 30 days. Other Rishonim argue. But that's Rashi's shita, no relationship is allowed after 30 days. And then you can force geris upon her. That's l'kuchen yesh l'chaba. L'cha l'isha, shlo yikach shtei nashim. Now, the Rashi's gears in this Gemara, l'cha v'loy l'acherim, l'cha l'isha, l'cha v'loy l'acherim. You can't take it for somebody else, which is the way we're going to explain it, because the Gemara is a little bit strange. I'll explain that in a second. Which means, a guy goes to war and sees a beautiful lady and says, oh, my brother can use her. No. My father can use her. No. Only for the guy himself. Now, our lashon of the Gemara is, shlo yikach shtei nashim achas loy v'achas la'aviv achas loy v'achas l'fnai. Now, if you read our Gemara, it's mashma, you can't take two, one for yourself and one for somebody else, but for somebody else itself, you could take. That's why I'm saying Rashi's gersh, if you take a look at the last white line, l'cho v'loy l'acherim, shlo yikachenu l'tzayruch acherim k'yon avid. Period. You can never take it for anybody else. And that's the way it's brought in halacha. Rashi's gears is the one that's accepted. That's not the one we have in our print. Right? Take a look at Taisus. Top Taisus. Halchi gersinan. Shaloi gechenu lo'avi v'loi l'vnai. V'loi gersinan shtayim. Don't be gairis. Don't take two. Achas loy v'achas loy. It has nothing to do with two. You can't even take one for your dad. Or your son. So we're going with Rashi and Tysus's Girsa, that the issue is not to take one for yourself and one for somebody else. The issue is you can't take anything for anybody else, period. Right. Why our printer left the Girsa the way it is, I don't know. He usually goes either with Rashi and sometimes with Tysus. Here he went with neither of the two. I don't know why. Vaveitsa, Melamed, Shaloya Chetzerim, and Mechama. Yeah, that's where we've been, yeah. Oh. You're not allowed to force her during war, and Rashi learns that means no relationship before the 30-day period. So Rashi, you can't live with her. Tysus is bothered because he learns that Pshat is, by Dibbataya connected her, Reit Zahara, is saying, he has to be able to live with her right away. He won't be able to control himself. That's Tysus' Shita. So Tysus learns that Loyach Hatzanim of Mechama means, that means he can't start the 30-day process till he brings her home. The 30-day process is not gishmak for the lady. Gilchus Raisha, Asasa Sipernel, Vaisir Sim Mashivya, Vyashiv Vesecha, Voxas Abhavasima, right? There's a lot of things. You can't start that till you bring her home. That's how Tysus understands Shleich HaTzadim B'Mohamed. Again, we learn like Rashi, we learn Gemara Rashi. According to Tysus, one can have one relationship with the woman out in the battlefield, out before he brings her home. But he's not allowed to start the 30-day process till he brings her home. Rashi learned simple. No relationship till the home, and then 30-day process, and then she becomes mutter.
She's an eved. If the war continues for a year,
she's not an eved. You're taking her as a wife. If you took her as an eved, you can't live with her, period. We had that yesterday.
You said yesterday, first 30 days, she's just an eved.
She's not an eved. She's nothing.
I mean,
she's not. I said not. He takes her to get married to her. We don't allow the marriage to take place for 30 days.
So he locks her up?
Whatever bugs, she sits in his house and cries and wears ugly clothing and lets her nails grow and her hair and whatever it is, and her hair shaves. Nothing to do with the year.
If the war is gone, he can't take her home until the war ends.
Correct.
So what does he do with her for a year?
I don't know. Wherever they keep captives. I have no idea. Doesn't say. I can make it up. I don't like to make things up. He's not a shivcha. If he took her as a shivcha, then he can't be a pastayer. He had that yesterday.
Where does that be over? He has to go back to the war.
Oh, Rav Leish is assuming that he doesn't come back to the war until the war is over. Isn't that usually what happens?
No. Can we find
it in
the
mouth that he came back? Okay, fine. Again, I'm not getting involved. I have no idea. I'm not a military strategist. I don't know. By the way, it's okay, I'm not going to go on. Yes?
The post is 30 days, right?
Right. Get to her house.
That being after the war is over.
Whenever you bring her home, doesn't say a word about the war being over.
You're not going to be coming home.
That's exactly what he just said. Thank you for being Mechavan.
That's why we think alike. You know, it's a beautiful thing I'm saying about
my... Who has first kiss? How do you make...
Whoever grabbed her.
You're in the middle of a war.
For Issa Bashim, you're Tayar. Now, in those days, the way Rashi explains it in the Chumash, is the Goyim used to bring beautiful women along to distract the opposing army. When you want to fight, and you don't want the other side to concentrate on the fight, you lure them. So they used to bring beautiful women along, dressed beautifully, to gain the opposing army's attention. That was the Kavona that the Goyim did. Now, they wanted to win the war and get the women back, but what happens when you lose the war is that the women get captured. Now, he saw a captive when he saw her, and he got cheshik for her. So now he takes her home. Now, if two people are fighting over it, I have no idea what happens.
Any woman talks, they invade a town. The woman did not come out to war.
I'm just telling you the way Rashi describes it. This is Kiseite la Mechoma Evecha. Rashi says, the Mechoma Surashus Akasa Vedaber. You're going to war, you're going to conquer Surya, you're going to conquer something else. And you go to war, and the other side is defending itself, right? And one of their defenses was to send beautiful women out there to attract attention, so the other fight shouldn't fight well. I'm just explaining it like Rashi explained it. I wasn't there, at least I don't remember, not in this Gilgal, so I can't tell you. I can only tell you this is the way Rashi explains it. And the guy sees this beautiful woman and he wants to marry her. So there's a process in how to marry her.
What I asked was, is every woman in Syria
eligible? I have no idea. Whoever went to war.
No, she has to be out there during the war.
She has to be out there during the war. Post-war, there's no Yifastaya, correct?
In the battlefield rather than in the home front?
I have no idea. I don't know what the battlefield is. I don't know what the home front is. I have no idea where it ends. I have no idea. Pashtus not. Parisa Bashivya. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Yes, Doctor.
It's nice to hear you talk about Gil Golem, but do you want a description of how the battles went in that time?
Not really, because it's you know.
No, I can tell you. It helps explain some of it.
Again, obviously when you conquer a city, they're all captives, right? But I don't know if that goes into Parisa Bashivya. Or it's only during wartime.
Armies going up until really the Civil War, the American Civil War, carried baggage trains. There were baggage trains after the Civil War, but the baggage trains, especially in the northern Germany areas, contained a lot of women to satisfy the needs of the soldiers of that.
That's not what Rashi says again.
No, but they were Could there. Be. And one of the tactics was, from the times of Alexander onwards, was to attack the baggage train, especially to try and cut someone off in the area. The estimate from Victor David Hansen and others is the average battle in these times lasted about 18 minutes.
Again, it could be. I have no idea. Again, I read Rashi and Chumash, so I'm going with it.
Archaeological.
Fine. We go back. We're leaving Yifas Tyre now. We brought it in. Now we're going back to Eben. Tana Rabbanan, Im Yaymar, Amar Yaymar. It says, Im Amar Yaymar Eben, Ahavsdias Adaini, as Ishti, as Bonai, Loyeti, Chavshi. So the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that the Eben says he doesn't want to leave. So it says the words of Amar Yaymar. Dr. Gemara, Achi Yaymar Vyishna. He has to repeat himself. The Braita continues. We don't know what these words are going to mean. We're going to have to give time for the Gemara to explain it. Amar b'tchila sheish, v'layamar b'sayv sheish. If he says it at the beginning of the 6 years, not at the end of the 6 years, if we don't know what these words mean, eina nirtza. Shenamar l'yeitze chavshi. I'm not going free. Achi yamar b'shas yitzia. So by saying l'yeitze, the pasuk is alluding, I don't want to leave. That means it's leaving time. Amar b'soiv sheish, v'layamar b'tchila sheish. What if he said it at the end of 6 years and not at the beginning of 6 years? Eina nirtza. Shenamar, as it says, Amar yoyim hara eved, achi yoyim hakshu eved. He still has to be an eved when he says it. Now, this brisa doesn't make any sense to us. We don't know what means tchila sheish, what is soiv sheish, what is the brisa saying. That's why we have Gemara. Amar mar. Amar b'tchila sheish, now the Gemara understands what Tchila Sheish means at the beginning of his servitude. When he was sold to the guy, he turns to the guy and says, you know what? I want to stay here. That's how the Gemara understands it. The problem is that's why he has to say B'Soif Sheish. The question is, why do I need a pasuk to say it happens at the time he leaves? How can he at the beginning say, I love my master, my wife, and my kids? He has no Shifra Kananis yet at the beginning, and he for sure doesn't have kids from her yet. That doesn't happen in 4 seconds. So what does that mean, Yoimar Betchila Sheish? How could you possibly understand that the guy should say it at the beginning of 6 years and it should work? What he has to say is, how can he say that when he didn't have a chance to have Ishti Ubala yet? What does the Braisa mean? He said it at Betchila. We have to bring a Pusik that's not adequate. What do you mean it's not adequate? It's nothing. He doesn't have Ishti Ubala yet. Dr. Gemara, the Sioux, furthermore, Amr B'Soiv Sheish, below Amr B'Tchila Sheish. The Braisa says, what if he said it at the end and he didn't say it at the beginning? Einu nirta, shenemar ho'eved. He has to say it while he's an eved. Atu soiv sheish lav eved hu. Isn't he an eved towards the end of the 6 years? He's still an eved. So what do we mean? It's not good enough. Amar Rava, b'tchilas pruta achroina, b'soiv pruta achroina. Dr. Rava, tchilas sheish and soiv sheish does not mean the beginning of 6 years and the end of 6 years. What it means is the beginning right before. Okay, let me explain. If he was bought for 6 years for X amount of money, that means per year, it's a sixth of that. Figure out at what point he's at the end of his servitude vis-a-vis his worth of a pruta, meaning servitude is exactly 6 years. So it ends, let's just say, for argument's sake, that it ends at shkia, on Dalet Ir Shkia, his 6 years are up. Now, based on his purchase price for 6 years, how many minutes does he work per pruta? If you take his purchase price, divide it over 6 years, that's a sixth of his purchase price, then you divide that over 354 days, that'll give you his purchase price per day. Then you divide that over 24 hours, it'll give you his purchase price per hour. And you divide that by 60, it'll give you his purchase price per minute. That's what his purchase price was. You need a calculator, and you figure out. Now, before he reaches his last pruta, let's say that the last pruta covered 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes of servitude, the owner had paid a pruta to begin with. Before the 5 minutes, he has to say, I don't want to leave. That's Tchila Sheish. Tchila Sheish means while he's still during the 6 years, he still has a pruta worth of work. Then he has to wait till that pruta starts wearing off. And 3 minutes later, when there's less than a pruta left, but he's still an Eved, in the sense that he hasn't gone free, but he's not an Eved anymore because there's no more Shava Pruta, he has to say it again. So he has to say it before the last Pruta. Doesn't have to say it immediately before the last Pruta. He can say it a week before the last Pruta. There has to be at least a Pruta left.
Or a year,
if he has Ishti Ubanai. But he has to repeat it during the time of the last Pruta, after there's no more Pruta left. That's Saif Sheish. Once he's past that, he's not an Eved anymore. We need him still to belong to the Adon. This is a big shiloh, because once he goes free, how can he become an Eved again? He goes free automatically at the end of 6 years. So we need it to say, Saif Pruta, during the time of Pruta Achreina. It's a big shiloh, and Achreinim, some Achreinim say he can say it right afterwards, Chazayin Ish is bothered, he just went free, how does he become a slave again? Because the problem is, even if he says it, he still has to be bored. When are they going to bore him? After the Pruta wears off? So then he's not an Eved anymore. So the question is, how does the mechanics work? Let me try to explain. Let's say his last Pruta is 10 minutes. So during the last 10 minutes, he has to say again, he said it a week ago. Now he repeats it again. But now they have to take him to Bezin to bore him. And it has to happen during the day. But Tzui has to be by Yayim. That's not Locha. So to run to Bezin, when? At night you can't. Next morning he's not in Eved anymore. What?
Did he get bored within the 10 minutes?
That's the Shaila. Because once it's past the 10 minutes, he's not in Eved. How do you become an Eved? You're not in Eved anymore. Is this a reacquisition of a non-Eved? Pashtus Ratzia is a continuity of an existing servitude. Not existing. So this is what the Achrayim talk about. And you, like, does it, like, give it a neutral period where he doesn't really go free yet because he said, it allows an extension to happen without the boring till he gets bored? How fast does he have to get bored?
Well, you can exist. You set it up before the base then.
Again, so it would have to happen, again, if you learn that way, it would have to be that he has to be at Bezin during the last Pruta and get bored as he says it right away. That's the other option. Right. Yes, sir, Mish.
He has to say
last week, then again at the last moment.
He has to say it before the end of the last Pruta and during the last Pruta.
Why before the end?
Because we learn that from the Pasuk, Amar Yomer HaEved. Well, Eved means he still has enough servitude to be a Pruta. Once it's less than a Pruta, we don't call him a Eved.
Well, he says it in the beginning of his servitude.
Beginning can't be before he has a wife and kids. It says,
Once he has a wife and kids. Yes.
Theoretically, you could say it right then and there. For the first time.
For the first time. And it says it right before he's worth less than a Shava Pruta?
No, right after he's worth less than a Pruta.
Yeah. I picked the week.
Okay.
Any moment after he had kids.
Had wife and kids. Right.
Repeats it any time again during his servitude, nothing.
He
has to do it once
more at the end. So I have two Amiris, one before the last Pruta, one during the last Pruta. And Tchila Sheish means before the last Pruta, and Saif Sheish means during the last Pruta.
Now, if he was.
But if he doesn't say during the last Pruta, he can't become an Irtza.
If he wasn't Zaycha designed to have kids, is this still going to work?
We're going to talk about that later. It's coming up. Yeah, those are. Ishti Abonai means his Shivka Knanis and her children. Biologically, his children. Again, halachically, her children, biologically, his children.
Oh, Rebbe's trying to say is that after he leaves, she's gonna.
Even while he's there, they're not Jewish. Nothing to do with him leaving. They're not Jewish. Evan Kanani. They're not Yidden. They're Evan Kanani. Okay, there's long Rashi's here, so we're going to have to take this slow. Let's read the Rashi. Hachi Gassinan Lahai Braita Bistifri. The parish is for Eyo Noichi. Rashi is identifying where the Sifri is. Second, first narrow line. Hachi Gassinan Lahai Braita Bistifri. The parish is for Eyo Noichi. Rashi goes the whole. Come on. So it's, let's take this slow. Actually, first Rashi is quoting the words of the Sifri. So he's not explaining anything, he's quoting. Beat himself twice. It has to be time at the time of leaving. He has to say it when he's in Eved. V'hachi Perusha. Here comes Rashi and explains the Braisa. Amar Vishana. He did shtei amiris betchila shesh. He said it twice, but he said it betchila shesh. V'loyama b'saim shesh. It didn't work. He doesn't, Rashi has still not gotten to what tchila shesh is and what saim shesh is. He's explaining the words, what the Braisa is telling me. That if you said it twice, because it says Aymar Yaymar, you have to say it twice. If you said it both times b'tchila sheish and didn't say it b'saim sheish, you can't be nirtza. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, lo yetzei chavshi, atchi yomar. Where am I? Ain't nirtza. Shenemar lo yetzei. Lo yetzei means it's time to leave. Right, that's what it means. Mashma samuch liyetzia, close to leaving. Amar shtei pamim b'saim sheish also doesn't work. Because it says Amar Yemer Ha Eved, Atchi Yemer Kshu Eved, which means he's not leaving. That's what the Braisa says. We don't know what Tchila means. We don't know what Saif is, but we know that he has to say it as he's leaving and while he's not leaving. Now the Braisa, Hachi Gassin, Amar. Now we're going to explain the Gemara. Amar Betchila Shesh. So the Braisa said it's not good. Why? Because it says Lo Yetzei. He has to say it when he's leaving. Now. Why doesn't he say he can't say it at the beginning? Because he doesn't have a wife and kids yet. This is explaining our Gemara. Typically, the Be'inon. Right? We need a haftias adainias ishtiv as vonai. Vesu, amar besoy v'le amar betchila sheish edinir to shenemar evet. Atu soiv sheish lav evetu. Is he not an evet at the end? Vachi perushai. Now Rashi's explaining the Gemara. Amar betchila sheish. We now think Tchila Sheish Mamish. Tchila Sheish means literally Tchila Sheish. Typically, the Beinon Haftis Ishtiv is Bonai. Vadayim B'Tchila Sheish Ain Lo Yishu Bonai. The beginning of 6 years, he has no wife and kids. Shloi Masru Lo Yadayim Shifri Kananis. He still didn't even get the Shifri Kananis. He just walked in. Second Kasha. Atu Soim Sheish Lab Evet Hu. Yoim Akwe Nikro Saiv Sheish. The Gemara understands Saiv Sheish means his last day. The Cholayimu Evan, he's an Evan the whole time. Hachi Gersina. So now Rashi explains the Gemara's answer. Amarava. Betchilas Pruta Akroina, Besaif Pruta Akroina. But Loi Gersina Loi Kasha. Do not begirish the word, but Loi Kasha. But Loi Gersina and Klau, Vahachi Perushai. And we're not. I'm sorry, but like you see on Khan, and we don't answer the word Khan. Take out the word Khan. There's no Khan here. Khan is used when I have a contradiction. I don't have a contradiction here, so I don't have to say, here it's this way and here it's that way. Don't be gyrus it. So, Bahagi Perusha, this is what the Gemara means. Kol Tchila Sheish Diktadi, Shemazgir La'az Hatzchol L'Sai Prutak Reina, when he gets close to the Prutak Reina, the Fichesh Ben Geruna, by cheshbening the deduction a value of per hour, per minute. Shadayin olav shavet bruta, the havin tamei eved, which is considered a value, the chol soif sheish, and whenever it says the soif sheish, the tani, right, the tani, pruta, ma'achar shehizchuba, means after he started the pruta koina, nikra soif, the lav eved who, he's not considered an eved completely anymore, the ein aluf shavet bruta. So at this point, the what he owes the master is less than a pruta of work. The Kriyeshloishishubanim. He has a wife and kids. He doesn't repeat it during that last pruta. Even if he said it twice. It has to be when he's leaving, and he's leaving by the last pruta. As long as he still has a pruta, this is not called the time of leaving. Period. What if he waited to after the last pruta and said it twice? In an irza, shenamrav amar yaver eved atchu yaver kushalashu eved. Period. That's shot in the Gemara. So Rashi just spent the whole thing explaining the Gemara's habamina, the Gemara's maskana.
There has to be some kind of. This is not. This whole time frame is about, let's say, 5 minutes.
You made it up. I have no idea. It might be a week. I have no idea what a pruta is.
This is knocking off. Each pruta, what's the last pruta's worth?
So you're assuming inflation, and therefore a pruta gets you nothing.
The point I'm stressing.
I know what you're stressing.
You know, Rabbi, you're very good as a mind reader. You usually you're right.
When he's leaving, he's not leaving till the last ruta. How eved means he has a value of an eved. During the last ruta, he doesn't have any value anymore. It's less than a bruta.
So how is he saying the second amira? Then.
He said it once as an Eved and once Layetze. We're learning from Amar Yomer Eved that he has to
apply any time in the last day.
Again, I didn't say not. The first Amira has to be after he has a wife and kids while he still has at least a Bruta left. I said that, yes.
Okay. And then the second
Amira? Has to be during the last Shavuot Pruta.
It could be year five?
Complete Shavuot Pruta? Or while it's...
After the last Shavuot Pruta starts. And let's say a Pruta buys you 10 minutes.
Yeah.
During the last 10 minutes.
After that, he's no longer an Evi. Too late. After that.
It's
last full Shavuot Pruta.
During the last Shavuot Pruta.
Be
not before the beginning of the Shavuot Pruta, during the time as the Shavuot Pruta wears off, which means it's less than a Pruta.
But if he's less than a Pruta, why is he in heaven?
Because he still works. He's not free. Less than a Pruta doesn't free him. Just means he's not a total heaven anymore because he's not money value.
We can't go to the second. We can't be Mishire exactly.
Again, you're assuming that a Pruta gets you how much?
Let's say 2 minutes.
Let's say 10 minutes. Why are you deciding that a pruta has very little time?
Okay, so you mean at the beginning of that very last dwindling pruta.
During that time. During those last 10 minutes.
What this is,
I don't know. I made up 10 minutes. For I know it buys them a day. I don't know what a pruta is worth.
What this is teaching Rabbi Kleinman is when you leave work, you can't leave. If you're, let's say you work from 10 to 2 or 10 to 1, at 2 minutes to 1, you can't leave. You have to leave at 1. That's the monster behind this. But right after the baby, right after the wife, he gets married, right then he can always say,
Fiat ishti ubanai.
Well, we want to find that necessary.
Again, well, yes.
Why can't he say it? Like three prutas.
Because that's not Shas Yitzia. Rashi explains Shas Yitzia means that he's down to less than a pruta.
And we learn it from lo eitze?
By the fact he's saying lo eitze, it tells me he is at the time of leaving.
In the future, I will not go.
Yeah, I can't argue with the Gemara. Yeah. The Gemara is saying, "Lo yaitze teach me is it's sashitzia." I can't say that the Gemara is wrong. You know what I mean? What am I supposed to say? Would I have said it? No. Does the Gemara say it? Yes. My job is to explain the Gemara, not to argue with the Gemara. Gemara is saying, "Lo yaitze means it's time to leave." That's how the Gemara is dashing it.
Did we say the other day that they're in Beis Din anyway because Beis Din is witnessing?
No, I didn't say you're in Beis Din anyway. I said...
Last week.
I said boring is done in Beis Din. That doesn't mean it has to be said in Beis Din.
When he goes out, when the Eved goes out, Chavshi, he either gets a star...
No star, nothing. After 6 years, he walks out and waves goodbye.
And there's no witnesses...
Nothing! These 6 years are up. It's gone. Over.
No ceremony.
Maybe a cake. Yes,
they had a contract. Hanukkah. It's more than a cake. Collect money.
There was a star between them before he became Evan?
I don't know. He bought him. Did he buy him from himself? Did he buy him from Bezen? How was he kiting? We had a whole list of how you're kiting Evan Ivry. But whatever it is, he's free.
Okay. I thought there has to be a witness.
No. Nothing.
And we say, can this part of Goy, do we say,
what?
Only for his whole to a Jew? The 6 years needs to be the part of his whole.
That was a machloikas tanoim back in Tezvav and Midbeis. And Nimkulakim go out at six or only at Yevil.
Because
that's what I mentioned before. That Chroinim have tried to figure out. Exactly, if he's saying it during the last pruta, when are you boring him? He's acquired through the act of boring. That's what the Mishnah told us.
Qualified himself as a Nirtza now. Maybe that could be done.
Again, this is the Shiloh.
Yeah.
It's exactly what they talk about. Here's the Eved. He has a half a pruta left. He says, I'm not leaving. Okay, now he has to be bored. How fast do you have to get him bored? Can you wait till tomorrow morning? By tomorrow morning, he's not in heaven anymore. Is there a lapse here? Does he become free and then return? Pashtas, you always learn that Nirta has a continuity. But the continuity means he was not free at any point. But if you're waiting to the last pruta, and you're getting boring in, so the only other option is to say that this is all done, like, pretty quickly. He goes to Bezen. They sit there with their stopwatch. Okay, we're in our last ruta. Okay, let's go. I mean, that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that by saying this, it like extends it somewhat. Again, I'm not here to pop that child. That's what that Chayim talk about.
He punches the Nirtza card.
What?
He punched the Nirtza card.
Again, Pashtas, the Mishnah says he's Nikna Bertzia. That means till then he's not Nikna. So what happens in that lapse of time? See, if there wouldn't have been a halacha that he had to say it's Saipruta, it would have been no problem. He can say it a day before, and we'll take care of business the last day. In fact, but it says it has to be during the last Pruta Chayna. Now, could be, and again, this is all speculative, that the last Pruta was a long time. I don't know what Avada went for in those days and how much work you got for a Pruta. I don't know.
I mean, it would seem to me that you've already answered the question, although I'm not trying to outsmart Rishonim or anything like that. Well into the 18th century, which is well past the time of clockwork and public clocks, you had a machlok exactly with Danish Moshe, so there is a fluidity in time,
right,
which is philosophically demonstrable.
Again.
Not only that, you now have, and it's, you know how I feel about assigning reasons to scripture, but the first declaration puts the master on notice, based in on notice, that there is going to be an interpreter.
Correct.
They can get the already.
Yeah, I said that. Exactly. As I said, I don't know. This is what I'm trying to deal with. I just say this is a discussion. I left it right there.
I'm, So, I mean, all of these things seem to be very easily answerable.
Could be.
I don't know what the obstruction is.
Okay. Let's go back. Yes.
If he gets purchased an Adar, you would give it to an Adar.
Can't hear you. I didn't hear you.
He gets purchased an Adar.
Out of resource.
Yeah.
And there's two others he gives. How do they know which Adar he got?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Don't know. I know if a kid's born in Adar, he doesn't become a mitzvah to Adar Sheni. And I know if somebody's nifter in Adar, it's machlekes whether it's Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. With Ramon passing Adar Rishon, others passing Adar Sheni. It doesn't talk about having every eye, I have no idea.
I mean, it could mess up the calculation, too, if they decide to make it a...
Well, that will determine what proof it is. I mean, okay, now Rashi brings a different gears in the Gemara, and he slugs it up. These are difficult to learn because we have to, like, re-take the whole Gemara. But that's what Rashi does, and we learn Rashi. Dr. Rashi. The Lashon Acheres, Gears Zu B'Fichayel. In a different Lashon, which is a gears to which everybody assumes to be correct, Dr. Rashi V'Eni Yochel Amida, but I don't know Pshat in that other gears. Shahar b'tshuvas, but there are many questions. V'zeh ha'loshen. And this is the other girsa. This is not our girsa. Rashi just spent this big Rashi explaining our girsa. Now he's bringing the other girsa, and he's going to say why it's wrong. This is the girsa. V'amar yoymer atshiyoymer v'yishna. Ho'eved atshiyoymer k'shu eved. The word eved says he has to say it while it was an eved. We don't have that in our Gisa. We did not have the word Ho'eved, actually I'm a Shu'eved. That wasn't there at the beginning in our Gisa. Amar Betchila Sheish, Amar Besayv Sheish, Ein Anirza. Shanamar, Amar Yoimar. That's not our Gisa. We said, because of the Eitzei Chavshi. This Gisa says, Amar Yoimar says, he has to say it Besayv Sheish. How? I don't know, but that's what the Gisa said. Amar b'sayv sheish, l'amar b'tchila sheish, ein anirza. Shanamar l'yaytze chavshi. This gears is learning out from l'yaytze chavshi that he has to say it earlier. Not from the word ha'eved, from the word l'yaytze chavshi, which we use for sayv sheish. That gears uses it for tchila sheish. V'achi perushay. And this is what that pshat is. Amar b'tchila sheish pamachas, l'yaytze amar b'sayv sheish, ein anirza. The Be'inan Amar Yoimer Shtei Amiris. He has to say it twice at the beginning. Amar B'Sayim Sheish L'Amar B'Tchila Sheish Ein Anirza Shenemar Lo'Eitzi Chavshi V'Zeh Kvar Yotza. He already left. Sayim Sheish is understood to mean after the end of six. It's according to this Gersa, you have to say it twice while you're in Eved. That's all it's saying. Doesn't say you have to say it beginning of Pruta, end of Pruta, nothing. Amar Yoimer says you have to say it twice. And you have to say it while you're in Eved. Once the 6 years are up, you're not in Eved anymore.
If you did one while.
Not good enough.
Where the first Gersa, beginning of Pruta, I thought Rabbi Kleiman said...
Again, before the last Pruta, I don't care what it is. You're fixated on this the whole time. But it's a year before, it doesn't make a difference. He has an Ishti Abanai. Up to the last Pruta. Any time up to the last Pruta. This Gersa seems to be saying, I'm going to need to read this Gersa and I need to be able to read it without being interrupted. Amar Yoimer means he has to say it twice. And he has to say it twice while he's in heaven. And Saif Sheish, when Loyamer B'Saif Sheish means he didn't say it twice. That was the Chsarn. Amar B'Tchila Sheish one time, but when Amar B'Saif Sheish didn't say it a second time, Amar Yoimer. This is what the Gersa says. If he says it at the end, it doesn't work. He's not in heaven anymore. And he has to say it, like Ainsay, before he leaves. That's what this Gersa says. Zok Rashi. Kash Ashta Kash Li Tuva. Hanami typically Amar Yoimer. Why can't we say that the end is not good? Because he's saying it once. So the Amar Vishana, he's only saying it once. Bim Boas Lefarish Amar B'Saif Sheish Shtei Pabim. If you're trying to say that Amar B'Saif Sheish means he said it twice, In the beginning, he said he only said it once. That was the problem when he said it earlier. And now you're saying, means he said it twice and it's not good enough. The Yom B'tchilah Shtei Shtei Pamim and Ola Dein and Irsa. According to this Girsa, if he says it twice at the beginning, who says it doesn't work? We're learning it out from Amar Yomar. Right? Amar B'tchilah Shtei Shmo, Amar B'tchilah Shtei Shtei doesn't work, the Brisa said, because it says in Amar Yomar. You have to say it twice. So what was the concern? You didn't say it twice. So when we go to Amar B'tchilah Sheish, it means you only said it once. So again, the same problem. You didn't say it twice. Why do we have to bring another pasuk? Why? Mali the Shavka the Drasha Kamaisa the Darsha Eved Atkshemeshu Eved. Why do you have to bring Leitzei Chavshi? Just say at the end of six it doesn't work because he's not an Eved. But Nokit Leikrachinim Leitzei Barak Vayotza Tepulim Eved. So then Rashi says this Girsa doesn't make any sense. And let me try to explain. And let me need 3 minutes here to explain it. This Girsa does not talk about beginning and end of a pruta. This Girsa says, the reason it doesn't work when you say it at the beginning is because you didn't say it twice. But if you said it twice, it would work. Amar b'tchila sheish v'lo amar v'saim sheish. It doesn't work because the pasuk says you have to say it twice. You only said it once. Amar b'saim sheish. You didn't say b'tchila sheish. The Braita should have said the same thing. You only said it once. The Braita doesn't say that. The Braita says, "Vayetzei Chavshi." The Krashi, if you're saying it once, just tell me the same thing you said at the beginning. And if you're saying it twice, so the first case is you said it once, and the second case is you said it twice. Also, you just said Ha'evan at the beginning of the Braita. So what I need, "Vayetzei Chavshi." Just tell me, end of six is no good because it says Ha'evan. Why do you need, "Vayetzei Chavshi"? Therefore, Rashi doesn't like that Girsa. He goes to our Girsa, that Tchila Sheish and Saif Sheish have to do with that last Pruta, and that's what he learns. Fine. That's the second Girsa, and Rashi doesn't like it. Yes?
Is there anyone that you saw who suggests that the two statements, the two mirrors, that were set up so that there's a continuity of the slavery?
Jeff, this is what they discuss. I don't remember names, and I don't remember who says what.
Okay, so it's not that
they're bothered by the fact they don't want a lapse of time where he doesn't belong to the master. That's what bothers them.
But that could be preserved.
Okay. But it is. That's the problem. Nirtza is the procedure. Without it, he's not in heaven. That's how he's nikna. So that's what's bothering them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm not here. I said they discussed it, and I left it right there. Dr. Gemara Baiter. Kana Rabbana. Here we go to Rabbi Cohn's issue. Kana Rabbana. Somebody has a question?
Don't think, Rabbi, I looked ahead.
Lo yishu banim, ulu Rabbi eina yishu banim. What if he has a shifcha kananis, who has kids, and his master is not a married man? The Rishonim speak out that the master does not have to have kids. He has to have a family. We will see that in a second. Family can consist of a wife. Eina nirtza. Shenema ki ahivcha v'es beisecha. I love you and your household. Beisecha refers to wife. The guy has to be able to tell his master, I want to say there's two parshas, a Mishpatim and a Re'ei. In a Re'ei it says, he says, Ki ahevcha ves beisecha. There has to be a beisecha that he loves. Not loves in a marital way. Loves in a, his friend. He likes her. He likes to be here.
Like
you and I like your wife. Okay, you'll give the mussar later. Do me a favor. Right, exactly. Right, okay. But if there's no beisecha, he can't be nirtza.
Beisecha is wife.
Wife, yes. Rashi, two lines in the bottom. Lo yishu banim, shivcha k'nana shenimser loy, v'yolda loy. Back to the Gemara. The rabbi yishu banim, v'loy en yishu banim. His master is a married man with a family. He does not have a shivcha k'nana, or even if he has a shivcha k'nana at this point, he doesn't have any children from her. The halacha is Eina Nirtza. I'm sorry, I take that. Eina Nirtza. Shenema, Ahavti, Esadaini, Es Ishti, Vezmanai. You have to be able to say, I love you, I love my Shifra Kananis, I love my children I got from the Shifra Kananis. What happens? Who I am as Rabbi, for Rabbi Einayah. He loves his master, but his master doesn't like him. Einanitza. Shinamaki Toiv Loi Imach. It has to be that they're good together. He wants to stay because it's good with you. Good with you is mashma, a mutual relationship. That's what it's mashma. I don't know why. I mean, I can think it's good to be with Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi Cohen, and I think it's good to be with me. But the pasuk is darshining ki tov la'imach means you and him have a mutual good relationship. If he doesn't care for you and he wants you out of here, there's no haritzia. You want to stay. He doesn't want you. Goodbye. It has to be mutual.
Like him and still not want him to be continuing.
Again, usually, if he likes him, he'll want him to continue. Why not? It's free heaven.
He's old now.
It's a free heaven.
It's a free heaven, but now he has to support the heaven and his wife.
Well, obviously.
But the wife he stays anyways. Right. The wife and children stay anyways.
Exactly.
So, if he's an old, decrepit man, he can't, worthless.
So then he doesn't like him. Like him means like him in this role, not just like him to give him after you. You know what I mean? We'll continue with you.